was Sticky by Raven Lynae. Next up, we have 1000 HP by Makomi.
Prices keep going up. They try to count us out the game, we keep showing up. Just try and touch paper, yeah, you know what's up. Just try and touch paper, yeah, you know it's us. Check the leaderboards, you see my high score up top. We reign supreme, come out clean, kingin' and whatnot. 1000 HP on the coupe, forget the bus stop. Gotta stay on point, cause it isn't taking lunchbox. Failure usually comes with a success, I'm finna set up shop. Betty Crop, cookin' raw raps, dump, steady drop. Gonna try, replicate the dump, guys, petty flop. Chain got heavy rocks, rings like heavy knots. Out to conquer all my illest dreams, no Coretta Scott. Power a Caribbean treasure to get in my life better. Never entertain the lowest bidder, that's a price error. A heavy hitter like Glennis Lewis and Mike Era. Ice wearer, submarine to compliment the nice weather. MCs here and take notes so they
all right, sorry, interruption on the music. We're gonna do a quick little segment. How was your guys' concert experience? Have you ever, what's a good concert you guys have been to, Evan?
JID and Smino in 2023.
All right, what was your favorite song you saw live there?
Probably No L's by Smino.
All right, what about you, Aiden?
Yeah, I went to the Travis Scott concert, and only memorable thing was after I bought the shirts, my friend, she dropped her shirt like 2 seconds after buying it, and someone snatched it off the ground. So we had to buy like two more.
That must suck, especially with the inflation at the concert prices, you know? Like, damn, yeah, I feel for you. Yeah, I've had a good concert experience. My most recent memorable one was, what was it? It was, I'm pretty sure Pearl Jam was my last one back in May. Really good show. They opened, started the tour in Vancouver. I mean, that was pretty great. And they also was on the same day as Star Wars Day, May 4th. So there was a few people in the audience wearing some cosplay, some stormtroopers and stuff, which was pretty cool to see while I was enjoying a concert that I really enjoyed, seeing some costumes from a movie I really enjoy. It was a good experience, and I really liked it. And we're going to get back to our music because we have fixed our technical difficulties. Thank you for listening.
Prices keep going up. They try to count us out the game. We keep showing up. Just try and touch paper. Yeah, you know what's up. Just try and touch paper, yeah, you know it's us. Check the leaderboards, you see my high score up top. We reign supreme, come out clean, kingin' and whatnot. 1000 HP on the coupe, forget the bus stop. Gotta stay on point, cause it isn't taking lunchbox. Failure usually comes with a success, I'm finna set up shop. Betty Crop, cookin' raw raps, dump, steady drop. Gonna try and replicate the dump, guys, petty flop. Chain got heavy rocks, rings like heavy knots. Out to conquer all my illest dreams, no Coretta Scott. Power to Caribbean treasure to get in my life better. Never entertain the lowest bidder, that's a price error. A heavy hitter like Glennis Lewis and Mike Era. Ice wearer, submarine to compliment the nice weather. MCs here and take notes so they can write better. Dice bearer, had to roll the dice to make my life better.
Come on, you're not a bon vivant. Spin you like honey, lick off Dijon. Slim you like tummy, what's the tea time? It's Ghost Recon, you getting runny off the cheap high. I'm quick to decline, I'm quite comfy off the re. We fly, you know we like ugly fortunistas. I'm corking Shivas for the Titans aboard the Luxurias. We docking in your bay, light snoring on a Riva. Chupa mi finger, it's ice waters on Farina. Thick as light, dimming light, supporting all the neon. The girl from Ipanema, like Gorgon on a king. You can call me Mr. Christmas like Keon. Already know what type of business I'ma be on. Again, it's gifted with riches, niggas, niggas quite beyond. The average thinker's wisdom, fix your vision like Xenon. Cause if I blast it, then I'ma whip it like B-Mom. Jim Zima.
Who got the keys to yourself, eh? Cause when the L-shaped shift, you breeze through the jail gates. The NFL say get off them knees if you well paid, repel fake. I love being free, I can't sell weight.
Can't do it.
We have a little segment here. It's about the 1904 Olympic men's marathon in St. Louis. So it was a chaotic and grueling event marked by extreme conditions and bizarre incidents. It was held in a 32 degrees heat over a dusty 24-mile course with minimal water. Only 14 of 32 runners finished. Thomas Hicks won with a time of 3 hours, 28 minutes, and 53 seconds after being dangerously dosed with strychnine, brandy, and egg whites by his trainers, leaving him hallucinating and nearly collapsed. Frederick Lors initially crossed the finish line but was disqualified for hitching a ride in a car.
All right. Cuban runner Andrin Carvajal, running in cutoff street clothes, suffered stomach cramps from rotten apples, yet still placed fourth. South African entrants Len Tonyane and Jan Mashiani, the first black Africans in the Olympics, faced their own challenges, including Tonyane being chased off course by wild dogs. Poor organization and dehydration research by officials contributed to a disastrous event, now remembered as one of the most bizarre Olympic marathons ever.
Mm-hmm. How would y'all like go about this? Like, you, if you were like an Olympian, and it's that hot outside, what are you doing in that scenario?
Well, I'd probably just pump myself with like
water.
Yeah, water. Yeah, lots of water.
Mm-hmm. Maybe get some electrolytes in there with some like Gatorade or some fuel.
You have to go shirtless.
I feel like, but like it was like 1904, right? So like, oh, I don't know how old Gatorade is, but I feel like they didn't have like electric blue.
1904, that was
probably pretty thick, like yeah. Wool.
You have to take off the shirts.
When was the Industrial Revolution?
Original Coca-Cola was made around then, I'm pretty sure.
I don't think I'd drink Coca-Cola as like a pregame for like my Olympic marathon though.
No, maybe we could do like a psychological attack on the enemies, right? Like we could streak while running, right? So that scares off enemies. The opponent.
But I feel like self-betterment, like meditating and all that. Like if you're trying to do like real mind, get into the zone isms. I don't know. I'd meditate. I think a lot of runners, I mean, I'm not a runner and I've never talked to an Olympian ever. But in my head, I feel like they would meditate a lot because like you have to have some sort of stamina and like that a certain amount of strength to run a marathon like willingly. And I don't know, I feel like they have some, like, higher powers there.
Oh, yeah. The dedication that it takes for runners. My dad's a runner, and, like, some of the stuff, like, he trains for them. Like, you gotta work for them, and it kind of confuses me, because, like, at times I'm like, why are you getting up so early in this terrible weather just to run in these trails? But then every now and again I haven't done this in a long time, to be honest, but I used to go on a little, sometimes join them, and I'd be and sometimes even when I'm just in the forest or in general, and I'm like, I get it now, I'm just in nature, you really just feel more with one with yourself and one with like the world around you. As cheesy as that sounds, it's pretty true.
That's what that do you guys think you could trick an Olympian into taking dish soap as like a running enhancer?
100%.
For a marathon in 1908. And how would you like present it to them?
I mean, they're not going to get far if they drink that, are they?
No, but they were like drinking rum and like, because they were doing anything at this games.
I'd just be like, yo, I'm a scientist and I found this really cool way for you to get super energized and ready for this race. I call it, and I'll mix up some name on the spot, something intriguing, something with a Y at the end, so it's a catchy name.
Oh, okay.
I have to make it real catchy, because it's all...
Catchy ends with a Y. You could be scientist catchy.
That's a great idea. Mm-hmm. All right, I advertise my catchy product, and we'd go from there. We'd get him to buy, and then I'd get him. He'd get addicted to it, and then we get a company started, and we start making millions.
I don't know if that's part of the race, right? But we can all agree that dish soap is pretty bitter, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I would just offer it like it's like Casamigos, and they'll have some before the race.
Okay.
Courage,
what about like
they won't be able to run
lemon.
Straight.
What about like
have
lemon?
Never tasted dish soap. I don't know if it is bitter.
I feel like I have actually, not by like choice, but just like washing. No, you know, you wash dishes and you get like too much soap.
Actually,
this could be just like a not you know segment, but. Yeah. You know, you get it's like a pan and the little scrubby thing will come off and it just gets too close to your mouth, you know. And I've had that and it's not overly pleasant. But medicine doesn't taste good, so I feel like I could advertise this
as
to
medicine.
I could. I feel if I was an alien arriving on Earth and somebody said that dish soap was gonna do wonders for me. But she had to like thug it out. I'd believe them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's yeah.
I mean, I think that also can go back to like a lot of other things as well. Like, there's tons of people who have like issues with substances, and like it tastes terrible and stuff. But like, it's great.
Actually, we could use dish soap to trick the other opponents too. Y'all know bananas off of Mario Kart, right?
Oh,
you
yes,
you put the bananas
absolutely.
On the floor, you slip. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, just slather up the floor with
you'd like
dish soap.
Exactly.
Let them
you'd
slip.
Hide the dish soap. You get it in front of everybody. You put it in your pocket. You cut a hole in your pocket. And then you just, like, press the side of your thigh.
And then drop the soap and then you're
exactly.
good to go.
Exactly. We're running on dirt roads, though.
That's not going to do anything.
The other pocket has water in it. So then they combine when you're running, right? And now they have, like, it's like a slip and slide, but, like, negative. So they can't really. I don't, or would that help them, though? Like, would it help them go
like
faster?
Maybe you need, like, a good meal before running instead.
Like chicken Alfredo?
Maybe, like, chicken wings?
I could go for some chicken wings. KFC, it kind of fell off, but I like Popeyes.
Were they ever on?
That's. Originally with the Colonel, when the Colonel was there, I think they were.
What you like at Popeyes? Sorry.
Pardon?
What'd you like about Popeyes?
It just feels more real chicken.
So,
I don't know. And the seasoning's just there for me.
The Olympians were not eating Popeyes. I'd just like to spread that information out there. They did not eat Popeyes before the races. It
KFC
continued.
Was an option, though.
Wait, Sean, so would you consider yourself like a chicken aficionado?
Oh, no, I'm... For the food that I would consider my specialty of knowledge about, I'm really good when it comes to chocolates.
That's
chocolates,
not
like,
chicken.
I never said it was chicken. I said it was a different food group.
So, like, do you like white chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate? Like?
Oh, yeah, I like lots of different chocolates, and I can, like, I can appreciate them. It's like some people collect wine or stuff like that for the flavors.
Yeah.
I'd do it for chocolate.
That's fair. So, like, what's your, like, go-to when you feel like you just need chocolate? Like, what is
this your... This is, my favorite chocolate, honestly, is this place. It's local to Vancouver. It's called Charlie's Chocolate Factory. It's just off of Canada Way.
Mm-hmm.
Very good locally made chocolate. Can't recommend it enough. It was one of my... I used to live right next to the factory growing up, so always... got some, and it's like my favorite. It's like my childhood memory of thing. So it's.
I've driven past there so many times, and they say they're home with the chocolate river, and I have never been in there, but I really want to see that.
Oh, yeah. They have a giant chocolate river in the back, like a display. Sick? It's pretty cool. I remember as a kid, I tried to put my finger and lick it, but luckily they stopped me before it was too late.
Wait, so it's not chocolate?
No, it is chocolate.
Why?
How long do you think that's been there for? I feel like they don't refresh it, you know?
I'm not, don't quote me on this, but from, like, if you go into, like, the store, it kind of does look like the chocolate drips down the waterfall or the fountain, like, the path, mm-hmm. and then it goes back to, like, the area where they actually make the chocolate, like, it was just a fountain, like, a loops, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
But, again, I'm assuming that. I could be mistaken. Mm-hmm. It could just be recycling chocolate.
It could be. Are you guys
either way, it's good chocolate.
The type of people that like will freeze your chocolate? Because I know that my friend, shout out, she freezes her dark chocolate, and she's a little weird for that, but I still love her.
Okay.
But I feel like it might apparently like enhances the flavor or something.
Maybe with dark chocolate.
I would agree for that when it comes to dark chocolates, because it does actually enhance the flavor, especially because like I wouldn't, for dark chocolates you kind of more, for me at least, I expect more of a crunch or more of like a, not bitter 100%, but more like a bitter-ish like slight taste of like the cocoa powder also there. Okay. As well and stuff. Yeah. Like, and I think it really helps the crunch of like the of when it's cold, and that's what I would say. I don't personally think it makes as much sense with like milk chocolates and white chocolates as much though. But for dark chocolates, I can definitely understand.
Solid. Y'all think ice cream likes being ice cream?
Well, I mean, if I like being what I am, why can't an ice cream like being itself?
That's very good. That's, you know, true. Who else likes being themselves? Raven Lynae, again. And she has a really cool song, and it's called Four Leaf Clover. And we're going to play it for y'all right now. Thank you for tuning in. This is CJSF 90.1.
Feel free to... feel free to text us at 778-782-2573. Thank you so much for listening.
Let's go.
Appreciate coming up. It. Four leaf clover.
What?
That was Four Leaf Clover by Rain Leanne.
Raven Lene?
Yep.
Raven Lene, shout out.
All right. Movies. I've seen a few good ones recently. How about you, Evan or Aiden? Want to pick it up?
I wanted to see... I haven't seen it. I wanted to see Wicked. Wicked and Gladiator.
Wicked, yeah.
I thought Gladiator already came out.
Yeah. Oh, no, the second one.
Oh. Yeah, I heard Pedro Pascal's on it.
Yeah, I do love Pedro Pascal.
Never mind, I do know what this is.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Pedro Pascal.
Oh, he has the best Star Wars show.
Everyone finds him so attractive, though.
Because he is.
Like, I don't see that.
Because he is.
Yeah, he is. That's...
Like, really something.
Are you living under a rock, Aiden?
Almost.
Like a shell? Like under, like...
I guess I've been living under a shell. I don't know.
Clearly. Evan, what do you think?
About Pedro Pascal?
Yes.
Sorry to interrupt, but you, just to prove a point that he is an attractive gentleman, he was almost voted sexiest man alive this year.
He was.
Mm. See, you know Jim off The Office? I'm pretty sure he got put as...
He did. John Krasinski.
That was a good choice, to be honest.
No.
No, I don't think so.
Hasn't he already done it
before?
It was
better than Chris Evans.
Who's Chris Evans?
No, Chris Evans would have been better.
Chris Evans has had it, and I disagreed with that one personally.
Mm.
I like Chris Evans, but...
Not that much.
But really, I don't think Pedro Pascal's all that. I just don't.
You see, obviously have not seen The Mandalorian or The Last of Us TV show. Watch those. You'll see his acting performance.
Really, Narcos.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. I would really recommend The Last of Us.
He's
especially.
In Narcos?
He is. He's, I think, Javier, I think. You know what? I really love Men I Trust, and I have a song by them right now that we're going to play. This is Morse Code.
Take a step back.
That was Morse Code by Men I Trust. Mm-hmm. I really like them. I don't know what they put in their songs, but I mess with it. It might be the bass. It might be. I don't even know. I can put my foot on it, but they're a little French Canadian band, mm-hmm. and they're chill. Last song we got up for you is by Rio the Menace. This is him.
Him.
Laughing as I close the deal. Had to run that last lap out of my force of will. Fucking elf faking, acting like they got time to kill. I done did some shit that I ain't proud of, but I did it still. Climbed a mountain, I ain't talking no Jack and Jill. Action field, no power tools, we doing drills. Don't play with Rio, he is not one of them. Boy, you miseducated, you must be taking classes from Lauryn Hill. But that's just what he do, cause he ain't had no option. Heard he ran his mouth, I had to shut him up. I ain't a fan of gossip. Always keep it real, cause what's real gon' prosper. I ain't real the doctor, but I'm still gon' give you my synopsis. And ain't nothing finna change that, nothing finna change me. My brother turn your tied eye to a stained tee. I never miss, I drop a song, they have to pay me. It's been like 17 years, I'm still the same me. I wish Sims again say I'm lying for the drama. Leave him crying to his mama. Everybody think they safe till them J's come collect your J's. Ducking all them K's. Bullet sprays into that. You can't adapt like my Haraga. Oh, everybody want a problem. I'm still gonna pop my collar. My Mexican quick cook up the earth like enchiladas. Damn, making risky plays for them dollars. Talking down to my end. I bust your top like a piñata. Soft spoken, I like to stay anonymous. But I guarantee you ask anybody, they say it will embody this. Off the top, I don't need to write, that's what your problem is. I put you putting these souls on my body list. Damn, yeah, Rio on top of this.
And that's a motherfucker.
Rio on top of this.
Amen.
Praise to them for the one, man.
This has been CJSF9.1.
I be demanding, grip on my hand, I get to blame it.
Thank you.
Point they keep on ramming, I keep on rambling, and they be hating on my music. But like an unreliable pistol, I keep it jammed.